Okay. What did Roosevelt mean by his declaration of the four freedoms of speech, religion, from fear, and from want? What was that supposed to mean?
Well, at least we thought it was supposed to mean the freedom of speech we could say and do and speak to people, anybody we wanted to, what we wanted to. Of course, we weren't supposed to be ugly about it, but we weren't supposed to feel any recriminations from our speech. It's supposed to be freedom of speech. Say what you want.
Were you allowed to speak out against the government? Or was there a sedition?
No, you could speak out.
So it wasn't like in World War One then?
Sometimes we didn't get there for all speaking out, but we could anyhow. We weren't put in jail for it anyway.
Okay, how did the bombing of Pearl Harbor affect you and your community? Did you know anybody who was there? Or?
No, I didn't know anybody close to me anyway that was in Pearl Harbor. But it kind of scared everybody to think that we were that vulnerable. We were asleep, you might say it, that when they did that. And it, of course, it angered all of us, especially that so many of our boys were killed. You know, just kind of a sneak attack. And that's what it was, really.
Was the army built up at the time of the bombing? I mean, were we prepared to go into battle before that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we just did. We never thought about being sneaked up on backside like that and being attacked. And that really did open our eyes, though, at that time.
Did the U.S. not consider Japan to be a major factor in the war?
Not that much. We knew Japan was a major factor, but we didn't realize. I think that we were more concentrated on Germany and some of those countries than we were in Japan.
You just sort of slipped in there.
Mm-hmm. They just sneaked up on us.
Okay, tell me what you can about the Normandy invasion. What was that?
I don't remember too much about the Normandy invasion. I do remember a little bit about, I guess it was rumors that I'd heard that we were planning to invade the beaches of Normandy. But we didn't know just exactly when or how or where. I mean, well, and where too. But they were holding off for some reason, and we didn't know why. Everybody was just sitting on pins and needles to fear that something would go wrong like it did in Pearl Harbor. You have the boys lose their life or lose their limbs or come home maimed.
Okay, what was the feeling about the bombing of Iwo Jima?
I'm afraid I can't answer very much about Iwo Jima. I don't recall too much about that.
Okay, that's fine. What about Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Our dropping of the bomb?
Yeah.
Well, I think because of the fact that Japan had the sneak attack us, I think more people were in favor of it than would have been otherwise. It's just a little bit of retaliation, and I guess we were all guilty of liking a little bit of that.
How did you view people, I mean, in Europe at that time, from Germany or in Asia, like from Japan, people who were considered the Central Powers? How were they viewed by the people?
Well, they were viewed as enemies. They were our arch enemies at that time. If we hadn't had several countries on our side, or we were on their side, however you want to say it, I guess it would have been terrible to know.
Were you personally for the bombing of Japan?
Well, as I said, I guess a little retaliation. At that time, I was. But looking back on it now, I wonder if negotiations couldn't have been carried out. I don't know, you know, sometimes those negotiations work and sometimes they don't. So I don't know. It's easier to look back and say, if we'd have done this and if we'd done that, but nobody knows.
Okay, describe how it was when Hitler was, when he committed suicide. I know he...
I think I heard more shouting than we did. I think everybody was really elated over that. Because, well, he was just a bad boy.
I know there's not very many Jewish people. I mean, down here in the South, most people are Baptist or Methodist or something. So.
There are a lot more Jews now than there were then.
But still, the feeling towards him was what?
Well, I think we were all really... I can't think of what word I want to use there. We were on the Jews' side because it was such an atrocity that the massacre that he carried out, had carried out on them. And it's just still unbelievable to me, anybody that could do what he did or had done.
Okay, when you say that, I'm going to assume that you, or I say you, the people, were told of all the prison camps, the concentration camps and the gas chambers?
After the fact, yes.
Oh, after the fact?
Yeah. I don't think we knew anything about it. At least we didn't know the extent of it until after it happened. That's the reason we were so thrilled when we heard that Hitler was missing one way or another.
Okay, during the war, I know it looks like it was kind of, was it good? I mean, was the U.S. prosperous during that time?
Oh, well, some factions of the economy was good, but most of it, like I said, we were rationed with everything. We just had to make do with what we could get. Sometimes it wasn't. Well, as long as we lived on a farm, we didn't suffer too much. But some people did suffer a little bit. But we knew how to do without new dresses and new clothes and things of that. Anything we make out of. We made dresses out of flour sacks, dresses out of Guyana sacks, and underclothes out of sacks of different kinds. I guess we were creative, if nothing else.
Okay, what was life like after the war was over and all those men came back?
Well, of course our feelings that the boys were home was good. And, of course, there again was another problem. Some of them that came home had emotional scars as well as physical scars. My second husband was one of those. He was in a battle in Germany, and one particular night, he said him and his group were holed up in an abandoned house over there in Germany, and they heard a little noise outside. And every one of the boys inside had their guns ready. And they just started shooting randomly in all directions. And after a while, everything got real quiet. And he said the next morning, when daylight came, they looked out the windows and there lay 15 dead German soldiers. He said that he prayed to God that he'd never find out it was his will to kill him or someone. He just couldn't stand the thoughts of it. I don't know exactly where nor when, but he was wounded, just a minor wound. But he did get a congressional medal.
Okay.
And he didn't tell me at that time whether any of his boys, buddies, were killed. He just didn't dare talk about it no more than he had to. I assume that they were not killed.
Okay, you wouldn't have to know what ranks was he in? Was he in the Army?
Yes.
Do you know what division or?
Well, right offhand I don't. I've got his papers back there in the box where I keep all his things. He was a foot soldier, but I don't know what the number and so forth.
Oh, that's okay. What was a Rosie the Riveter? Was that one of the girls who worked in the factories, or was that what?
If I recall correctly, she did work in a factory, but she was a spy.
Was this Rosie the Riveter a character, or was she a real person?
Well, I think there was a lot of Rosie Riveters. But, of course, anybody that we thought was a spy was called a woman special.
A spy from Germany?
Germany, Japan, any of them. Any.
Well, what was the big deal about Rosie the Riveter? I mean,
well, just like spies today, they get in and find out a lot of information that they could send back to their country.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the radio broadcast and such that went on at that time. What kind of music people listened to, personalities?
Oh, I can't recall right now just exactly. Grand Ole Opry was one of them. And that was about the only thing that we wanted to listen to, except it was at my house. My parents' home. My daddy wouldn't let us listen to it very often. All he wanted was news. And of course, I was young enough that I wanted music, things of that kind. But we did like to listen to Grand Ole Opry. And Amos and Andy, that was one of the specials. And he let us listen to that on Saturday nights.
Was it like it was in the movies where everybody gathered around the radio at a certain time?
No, not at that time. Not when the war was on. Right. Before then, before I married, we were about the only, my father was the only one that had a radio anywhere around. And of course the young folks would come in and sit around and listen to things like that until they were able to buy one.
Okay, let's talk about some lighter things.